climate warming is shrinking the amount of sea ice in the Arctic, but there are localized anomalies. That was one of the messages during the rollout of new web-based climate tool last week. The quarterly Alaska Climate Dispatch includes seasonal weather, climate, wildfire, and sea ice information. It's put together by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Center for Climate Assessment and Policy and includes input from a number of university and agency partners. UAF International Arctic Research Center Director John Walsh said Arctic-wide sea ice coverage has continued at record low levels for the third straight year.
The ice cover, at least at the start of June, was well below normal, about 1.8 million square kilometers below its mean for the date. So instead of the average of 8.6 million square kilometers for early June, we were down around 6.7.
Walsh said that while Arctic-wide sea ice is well below the 30-year average, winter ice coverage has actually been increasing on the Bering Sea.
In spite of all the talk about the disappearing Arctic ice cover, an area like the Bering Sea is experiencing this past year and even the year before a greater coverage of sea ice than it has had on the average over the period since the late 70s when satellite coverage really became consistent.
Walsh tempered the news by noting that the broader coverage in the Bering Sea is mostly due to an increase in thinner seasonal ice that melts during the summer.